This was supposed to be the first week of summer vacation for the students of Robb Elementary School. Instead, on Tuesday, 10-year-old Amari Jo Garza was laid to rest in the first of 21 funerals for the victims of last week's mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
It's beautiful in there, really. It's real pretty. But of course, you can't see her. It's closed casket. So, you know, but there's pictures of her everywhere.
Services for 10-year-old Maite Juliana Rodriguez are also being held at a funeral home across the street from the school where she was killed. For the upcoming funeral of Ellie Garcia, her family plans to mourn her in an open casket, despite her wounds. President Joe Biden, who visited Uvalde on Sunday, lamented to New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, the frequency with which he tours the scene of human devastation.
Well, there's an awful lot of suffering. I've been to more mass shooting aftermaths than I think any president in American history, unfortunately. And it's just so much of it is preventable, and the devastation is amazing.
New Zealand tightened its national gun laws within a week of a 2019 mass shooting there that left more than 50 dead. In the United States, political gridlock has prevented any similar action. The shootings in Uvalde were so horrific that Mayor Don McLaughlin says the site should be razed to the ground.
I don't think anybody's plans are but to tear that building down, and it needs to be torn down. I would never expect a child to have to ever walk in those doors ever and ever again.
With funeral homes overwhelmed by the number of victims in this town of 16,000, services for all 21 are expected to take weeks to complete. John Hendren, Al Jazeera.